Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the next hour on Motown Memories, we'll be counting down the top 15 songs that charted on the Billboard charts of the United States. We'll start with number 15 and work our way down to number 1. Well, this half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson, The Supremes, Edward Starr, The Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, Lionel Richie, and Diana Ross and The Supremes, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Baby, 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 don't leave me. Ooh, please don't.
Tom Mummy from the Supremes, the number 14 most charted song on the Motown record label. That was Where'd Our Love Go? And we started with the 15th most popular by Smokey Robinson way after he left the Miracles. This was from 1981, Being With You. Well, you found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This entire hour, we're counting down the top 15 most popular songs as measured on the U.S. Billboard charts. Well, coming up, a number 13 song and a number 1 song from 1970, War, a signature tune from Edward Starr. Well, in early 1970, The Temptations released the song War, and it was released on the album entitled Psychedelic Shack. Well, Motown received hundreds of letters, many from college students, urging them to release War as a single. Well, Motown had other priorities for The Temptations, including a new single that was ready to be released called Ball of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today. Well, thinking there was a potential hit in War, Norman Whitfield asked Edward Starr if he'd like to record it. Well, Edward had included a couple of Whitfield songs in the album that he released entitled 25 Miles after the hit song he had, and Edward agreed to work with the producer. Well, he hadn't recorded anything in 6 months and was happy to get back into the studio. Well, War entered the Hot 100 in the U.S. Billboard charts on July 11, 1970 at number 72. 7 weeks later, it was number 1. Well, at that time, Vietnam was not mentioned anywhere in the lyrics, but it's no coincidence that the song was a hit while the United States was embroiled in that unpopular war. Well, here is War, Edward Starr, right here on Motown Memories.
Number 13.
Say it again.
Whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Listen to me. What? It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. What? I got one friend, that's the Undertaker.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Are here with Motown, Memories.
Wonder with a great number one song from 1984, I Just Called to Say I Love You. Before that, ABC by the Jackson 5, number one from 1970, and we started with War, also number one from that same year of 1970. You've found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We're continuing to count down the top 15 songs as measured on the U.S. Billboard charts. Well, coming up, a great song by Lionel Richie, another number one song called Hello from 1984. Well, Lionel Richie told a reporter in 1982 how he developed as a ballad writer. He was quoted as saying that if you can imagine a Commodores album session and every guy brings in 10 songs. Of course, Lionel was the lead singer from the Commodores before reaching out on his own. He continued as saying, someone's got to be first, and someone's got to be last. Well, over the years, I'd made myself the last person to present the songs. Normally, everyone would bring in an up-tempo song, and I'd always say, this album needs one slow song. That's how the slow songs came to play. Here is Hello, Lionel Richie, right here on Motown
Number 10.
Yeah.
Dreams, with the ninth most popular U.S. Billboard charted song on the Motown record label, Love Child, number one from 1968, and we started with that 1984 number one by Lionel Richie, Hello. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured the greatest selling U.S. Billboard charts, the 9th to the 15th most popular songs. Coming up to the next half hour, we'll count it down from number 8 through number 1, right here on Motown Memories.